Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Wayne Curtis from Notions Design. How are you, Wayne?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Awesome.
Now, Notions Design, tell me, what is this?
We specialise in the area of brand identity. So we help a lot of our clients, even before the initial logo is and the concept is put together, we help our clients with naming their business as well. It's one of those things that is a very important issue in developing a brand mark and an identity. A lot of people don't take into account the actual name of their business before they start their process. A lot of the time, the name that they choose is an off-the-shelf name or it's something that a friend suggested, but it actually might not be right for their business model or their market, and it doesn't communicate well. So it's a very important part of the process.
Now, you often hear businesses rebranding.
Yes. We had a client speak to us about 3 weeks ago that wanted to rebrand. And I thought their brand was great. I've always been a fan of the brand and what they've been doing. And they wanted it. And so when I sat down and asked the client why, it really just came down to a personal thing with the owner of the company. But the proof that their brand was working well was because sales were increasing. The business was doing exceptionally well. I think what the thing that I actually changed his mind, by the way. He decided to stay with it, but that's because it was a personal thing and not based on the business and the business model and his market. If he changed, he would have lost market share, and the people that have been giving him business and dealing with his company for so many years probably would have lost faith because the name was so well and so well known and represented within the community. It would have been detrimental to the business to actually rebrand. So we talked them out of that. But there's a lot of companies that really do need to rebrand because their original identity came about by default. It was just something that was done, and then someone else took up a piece here and someone else used something here, and it's sort of just fallen to pieces. So and they're not communicating effectively across a number of marketing collateral, whether that's online, whether that's social media space, whether that's printed form. There was too many people doing too many things and there was no real style to the company. And therefore, their message was mixed. Mm. You know, they had a style of advertising they were using in magazines. They had a style of identity that were using in all their marketing collateral, and neither one of them were connected. Mm. So there was a disconnect, and the market sees that. They don't know it, but then it's a confusing message. And so you will that's detrimental to the business. Everything gets onto the same page. There's a style. There's a colour scheme. Everything is designed around the one brand identity. Then your message across the board is targeted to your market. They understand it clearly. And you're going to get the results. And that's what it comes down to. It's plain and simple.
Well, let's start from the very beginning where you come in. You can come in at different stages, I understand. But if you're coming in right from the beginning, what is the process? What does that look like?
The first thing we'll do is have a meeting with the client and just get a bit of an understanding of what we're there for. And if it is a new brand mark or, a logo, then we will discuss the name. We'll find out if they've registered the name. Have they done any clearances on it? Because quite often people come to us, say, design the logo, here's the name, da-da-da. We get it done and they go, oh, it's just been knocked back. I go, what do you mean knocked back? Oh, well, we didn't have it registered. So you learn those things like a long time ago. Don't do that anymore. So that's one of the first questions we ask. And if the client's unsure, we're happy to give them an appraisal of that name and give them some ideas at that early stage. And if they want to employ us to look at the name, then we'll do that as part of that. But then we move on to the brief, and the brief is me understanding. Sometimes we'll visit their premise if that's a big company. Other times I'll look at their market. We're looking at ways to contrast against their competition. Who are their competition? How are they marketing? How are they advertising? All these things are really important to build up a picture because it's all part of the research for us then to effectively design for that company to come up with a brand mark and an identity that's going to work in the marketplace. And it's tailored towards their market, really, really important. And it takes time. So it is an investment. It's not something that you can just click your fingers and it can happen. So there's a little bit involved in those early, those initial stages. But every time we do that, we hit the mark and our clients are happy and they're still in business and they're making money. So that's really what it's all about.
Well, that's what it is all about. Yeah. And those initial things that you spoke about, they are some things that business owners should be working out anyway, their target market, their, you know, personas and those kinds of things.
Quite often a client will say, you know, some of the questioning in the brief that we take, whether they do that verbally in front of them and take notes or it's a form that they fill out, the client will say, oh, well, our market's all over Perth, for instance, and it's male and females and it's everybody. And okay, well, that's great. That's awesome. But we need to get through all that and find out where we need to be first. And that could be starting literally in the suburb. So, you know, the questioning would go around. Well, okay, so you're a garage door company. Where is most of your business coming from? Oh, it's probably coming from about three or four suburbs. And I go, okay, then. So I would suggest that would be the initial starting point. So it's not all over Perth, mm-hmm. and it's not everybody. So already we're down to three or four suburbs.
Mm.
And who are buying from you? Is it male or female? Is it coming through your website? Do you have a website? Is it coming through word of mouth? Are you doing any sort of marketing materials at the moment? And we try and decipher how the communications are coming into them, how their marketing is working. If they don't have any marketing, we look at their competition. Who's your biggest competition? Most of them can put their hands on probably three or four people, and most of them are local, working within the areas that they're working. You know, mm-hmm. so we take a careful look at all those things, and then the client starts going, oh, okay, then, yeah, well, I suppose most of our business is coming from these suburbs. Okay, so we're going to be marketing to these suburbs, and who's buying a product? Oh, well, it might be mums. Generally, it's mums, stay-at-home mums. And it might be 70-80% of the market that's coming through. I said, okay, then. So that's your market. That's where we need to be. We're having a better understanding now of what you're trying to achieve, and that will help us
mm-hmm.
Get to the goals. And that is coming up with a brand, market, and identity that's going to speak to your market. Very, very important.
Do you think a lot of business owners don't really put that much importance on their brand?
No. A lot of them do, and it's great because I deal with some really new companies, and these people are just really savvy. They understand brand. They're excited about it. They treat what we do as an investment. You know, like, I can't do that stuff properly, you know, for a few hundred bucks. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But if you want to spend that and only spend that, then you're better off going with someone else. Our company, we work with our clients. We collaborate. We really do put the time and effort into those early stages so we can get the right image for that company. So it is an investment, but a lot of companies will just do it and accept anything. And maybe 8 times out of 10, they'll regret that a few years down the line because they realise that it's not really what they're about. And a lot of people say, you know, we didn't even know what you do. We saw your logo, but it doesn't mean anything. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, on a subconscious level that people take in. And if it doesn't communicate well, you've kind of missed the mark. They won't even look at you. So you want them responding to you, you want them remembering you. And all that is part of that research and the brief. And the people don't do that. Some get through. Some of them go by the wayside because they just weren't really communicating effectively.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you don't only design, you coach.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of funny. I'm sitting with a client and helping them understand their business and getting them to put their finger on some main points, and that is a process. And so I'm coaching them through that.
Mm.
And you know what? I have no problem with that because that's beneficial to us because at the end we get the job done, and what we present we know is right because the research, you know, reflects that. So in a sense, yeah, we're coaching them through those little early stages of trying to decipher where their market is, what it is, who's buying, who's not buying, looking at their competition and how they're advertising. So, you know, yeah, it is. But it's part of the job and it's enjoyable, very enjoyable.
And you can tell in your voice that you do enjoy it. And
And you know what a byproduct of that is? That those clients get re-enthused about their business.
Mm.
They've found something out that they never knew before, and all of a sudden it's exciting again. And then they have ownership as well with us. We have ownership together.
Mm.
And we collaborate, we communicate. Everyone's excited. We're on the same page and we're trying to achieve the same things.
Mm.
We're not just a standoffish designer saying, no, we're telling you this is what you're going to do because we're the experts. No, it doesn't work like that. So, yeah, that coaching thing is part of it, and it actually makes the whole process that much more enjoyable for both parties.
Now, how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Well, notionsdesign.com.au is our website.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page too under Notions Design. You can contact us through any of those means, and you can sit down and have a coffee. Mm. We can discuss. We actually sit down with a lot of businesses that just want information about their brand. They want to speak to someone. And I'm very honest and forthright. I'm not sitting down because I'm trying to drive business to my company. I'm happy to give an honest appraisal. Mm. I've been in the industry for 37 years and I know a lot about the local market, and I like giving back.
Mm.
Okay, I like giving back and helping young businesses. So if I can sit down and give them some great advice, whether they use my services or not, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, so if anyone needs some clarity around Absolutely. Their business and their brand,
yes,
Wayne's your man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Wayne Curtis from Notions Design.
Awesome, thank you.